Happy to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Amen. Let's all stand. Just count it a great honor to be here tonight. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, it's just a joy in my heart, Lord. A thanksgiving, Lord, for what I see you doing in my life each and every day. And Lord, I pray that that be every person's desire, Lord, that each day they see you living through them, Father, and see that overcoming in their life. And Lord, and such an excitement, Lord, should be in our hearts, Lord. And Lord, we just pray as we come tonight, Lord, may that joy just flow out of our hearts as we sing these songs of worship. We just pray, Lord, that you would accept it, Father, and that we would sing in the Spirit, Father. And Lord, that you would have your way in the service tonight, Lord. We just want to commit everything into your hands. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. We'll turn our only believes over to 28. Fill my way with love. That's my desire, Lord. Just let that love grow greater and greater every day. Amen. Let me walk, blessed Lord, in the way thou hast gone, leading straight to that land above, giving cheer everywhere to the sad and the lone. Fill my way every day with love. Fill my way every day with love. As I walk with the heavenly dove, let me go all the while with a song and a smile. Fill my way every day with love. Keep me close to the side of my Savior and God. Let me never in darkness rove. Keep my path free from wrath and my soul satisfied. Fill my way.
About that, as you're walking with that heavenly dove, that Holy Spirit with you, you know how we surely should have a song and a smile all the time on our faces. You know, even sometimes I can't help it, but when the weather's bad and I'm talking to the Lord on my way to work, and I'm just so thankful, no matter what the weather is, it's just a joy in my heart, because so many people go around them and they're miserable, they're always complaining, but I want them to see the smile in my heart, the joy. I don't really have to say it, but they can feel it. They can see that joy in your heart. Amen. Know that you got something they don't have. Amen. Let's turn over to page 32 right over there. By and by, morning comes. Amen. We often tossed and driven on the restless sea of time. Somber skies and howling tempests off the sea to bright sunshine. In that land a perfect day, when the mist have rolled away, we will understand it better by and by. Oh, by and by, when the morning comes, destitute of the things that life demands. One of food and one of shelter, thirsty hills and barren lands. But we're trusting in the Lord and according, amen. Yes, stand it better by and by. Promised land, but he guides us with his eye, and amen, yes, oh, we'll understand it better by and by, oh, by and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell the story, how we overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. Listen now, temptation's hidden snares often takes us unawares, and our hearts are made to bleed for many a thoughtless word or deed, and we wonder why the test when we try to do our best, but we'll understand it better by and by. Oh, by and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell the story how we overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. Amen. I can just imagine some of the stories you're going to hear on that day of things that when you looked in your life and you seen maybe for many years you couldn't overcome them. And I was talking to the kids on the way to church tonight about this. And I said, but there's just such a joy and excitement when you can see things you couldn't overcome and you see Christ moving right in there and it's taking you over and you're overcoming these things in your life. No wonder we should be excited, as Brother Bram said. Why we should be longing and loving is appearing. Oh, it's soon to happen, saints. I'm telling you, you can feel it. You can feel them bodies changing, as our brother said. Oh, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. Let's turn over to page 40. Won't it be wonderful? What a... I just don't know what's on my heart, but I just love the Lord, I'm telling you. I get to talking and I forget how the verses start. With the Savior we enter the glory land. Won't it be wonderful there? Ended the troubles and cares of the story land. Won't it be wonderful there? Christ the supernal one, won't it be wonderful there? Oh, praising, adoring the majesty, amen. Think about it, saints. It's going to be one of these days, amen. Won't it be wonderful there? Having no will never be sweeping us. Won't it be wonderful there? Sure that forever the Lord will be keeping us. Won't it be wonderful there? was thinking about there, that verse. You know, walking and talking with Christ. I've tried to imagine sometimes what a day when you finally see. And you know, you're coming back in the millennium and walking with Him and talking with Him and just knowing who He is and what He's done for you. Oh, I just love the Lord tonight. Amen. You may be seated. Brother Suttles, will you come take the offering?
Heavenly Father, Lord, we're truly thankful for your grace. Lord, we sing the song.
Amen.
Zion, Lord. And
amen.
Father, we think of what's to prepare for us, what's waiting for us.
Yes.
Lord, we're looking forward to that day. Lord, may we lay down anything that besets us.
Dear Lord.
Father, just, God, surrender everything to you. Lord, for your waiting.
Yes.
Lord, God, we need you so badly this hour.
Amen.
Help us and strengthen us, Father. Bless us tonight, Father, with revelation and understanding of what you have for us tonight.
Amen.
Lord, in this faithful service, pray that you bless it. Lord, multiply it to meet the needs of this little building here, Father, we ask. May your will be done in everything. We ask in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Let's sing that song, To Be Like Jesus. I think it's page 67. To be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, on earth
each one of our desires, that we'd want to be just like Jesus, conformed to His image. Amen. How many has a need upon your heart by the uplifting of your hands? Brother Amos, will you take the prayer request? Seated. Does anyone have a special tonight you'd like to come and sing?
Bible. They say it will come and sweep the world, but they don't know that for them it's all over. For this last revival is in the heart of the bride. Oh yes, way down deep in my heart the fires are burning for my identity, who I really am. I'm now learning. I've heard God's voice in the thunder speak to me, and it's brought a revival way down deep in my soul. God's chosen ones will be hated and rejected, persecuted, for they stand upon the word. They're despised by those around. Everybody's turned them down, but it don't take their joy. There's a revival in their soul. Oh yes, way down deep in my heart the fires are burning for my identity, who I really am. I'm now learning. I've heard God's voice in the thunder speak to me, and it's brought a revival way down deep in my soul. It's brought joy, for now I know just how to please Him. It's brought peace, it's brought happiness that nothing else could bring. It's brought assurance, now I know I'm justified. This revelation has brought revival to the bride.
Amen. What a revival should be in our hearts. What a joy. Amen. Let us all stand as we ask our brother to come. Are you hungry for the word?
Amen.
For him, for revelation. Let's sing Only Believe as we ask him to come forth. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible.
You love him. Amen. Glory to your name. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, with great joy we've entered in. Lord, with an excitement in our hearts, and Lord, such a thanksgiving for what you have done for us, Lord, in our doing. And Lord, how great it is to see the hour in which we live. A sober hour, Lord, a serious hour. But Lord, what joy there really should be in a revival burning in the heart of that little bride. Lord, as we begin to see that precious word made manifest in our lives. Lord, but we can't do that in ourselves. Lord, it takes you. And Lord, only you can bring that assurance that you know, that we would know, that we know, that we know, Lord, that you are in us. But Lord, and this is that day that we should know. And by your mercy and grace, Lord, we can see how the Holy Spirit is preparing us, getting us ready, Lord, for that final change of this old body. And Lord, we're looking forward for it. Lord, give us the strength to climb. Give us the strength to press on. And Lord, may we give you our all while we still have time. Lord, we just ask you to bless your word this evening, Lord, into our hearts. Lord, though it may be a small exhortation, Lord, may it help someone along the way. And Lord, it's your word. And Lord, it is spirit and it is life. And Lord, it's rejuvenating. It's refreshing. And Lord, we thank you for it now. We ask all that you would receive all the glory and the honor for it. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask these things. Amen. Oh, don't you love him? Amen. A little Thursday evening, but thank the Lord for another opportunity. Amen. To be able to come and together around his precious word, be able to sing praises. Amen. It ought to cause a joy in our hearts. Amen. You know, woke up this morning thinking about it. Today's the day. Amen. This evening we're going to go to church. Hallelujah. So peaceful in the presence of the Lord. Amen. While you're standing, let's just turn our Bibles, if you would, to 1 Corinthians in the 9th chapter. Amen. So thankful for what God is doing for us. But you know, and I apologize sometimes that some of you, I know I get to going fast sometimes when I'm ministering, and maybe I'm a little too speedy for some of you, and I read too quick, and I'm trying to change, but I've been a fast-speaking person all my life, and it's just a little bit rough sometimes. But by God's grace, we're trying. Amen. Hallelujah. But here in 1 Corinthians in the 9th chapter in the 24th verse, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize. So run that ye may obtain. May the Lord bless you in his word, and you may be seated. Amen. We're living in such a wonderful age, such a glorious time, a time where the revival has died, as the sisters sang. The revival's gone throughout the land. And you know, people get happy and they sing and they hold revivals weekly all over the place. But the revival of that little bride's heart is back to the Word. Yeah. And how they've left the Word, and you can see that. But God has called a special people all over this earth. Somewhere, one here, one there. Yes. And He spoke to her heart, and this Word means more to her than anything. Yeah. It's not just about running in a race. It's about obtaining that prize. Yeah. And that's become the goal, to see the end and to see it finished. And to know that reward's laying out there. Yes. And you know, but we live in such a time where men's hearts are, as the Bible tells us in 1 Timothy, men would become lovers of their own selves, lovers of pleasures more than the things of God. Yes. And how we see all of these scriptures being manifested, and we see it all taking place around us. Yes. But how that joy should be burning in our hearts. Amen. And I was just meditating on the Lord, and some of these, it's just a few simple quotes that our Brother Branham mentioned, speaking a little bit about Israel coming out of Egypt. But you know, there was believers made that promised land. Amen. And they were a type of, well, that little bride was going to make that promised land. Yes. And amen, anytime I can see a type that took place and where God got the glory and his will was finished and completed, I want to look back there for examples. Because yes, God placed it here for a reason. Yes. And you know, we see that picture of Egypt, of Israel coming out, and how it's such a wonderful, beautiful type as we see today of how when they finally got out from underneath the oppression of them Egyptians and began to on their journey into the desert, the joy that was in their heart, the praising, the, oh, we're going to a promised land, oh, it's going to be glorious. They just got all the spoils from the Egyptians that they needed for their journey. The cattle was fat, the animals they took with them was all in good shape, plenty of water and plenty of food. Started out through that desert and the things, oh, it looked like it was going to be a glorious time. But then trials and temptations begin to step in. Testing time, growing time to see where their love lay. And oh my, what a type of today. Many started out with this message. Many were excited when they saw the great signs and the wonders take place. Many, there's a prophet in the land. Many, even sitting here, maybe someone else that no longer is in this message, maybe introduced you to this message. Maybe it was a stepping stone that placed a precious word of life into your hands and said, I think you ought to read this. I think you ought to hear this. God leading all the way. Amen. But amen, I just thinking about what's taking place. I want to read this, how Brother Branham typed this and the way he said it. And I want us to think about it today as we're traveling that last mile of this journey. The promised land is just in sight.
Yes, it is.
And how Brother Branham even said that true journey from Egypt over into that promised land wasn't that far. But how they journeyed around and around in circles. And oh my, they all perished but two. Only two made that land. But by God's grace, there's going to be somebody make a rapture.
Amen.
And by God's grace, I can see the Holy Spirit having a work and doing a work in my life. And I pray each one of us, it's an individual affair. I'm running, you've got to run. But we've got to see that desire burning and pulsating in our hearts to make that our goal, make it our home. Whatever it takes, as we talked about separation from all unbelief, and as our brother was ministering Sunday, we've got to see the reality of the Word and the Scriptures. And the reality that God is His own interpreter and He said exactly what He meant to say. And amen, this word will do exactly what He said it would do in a believer's heart. Amen. But here in the message, does God ever change His mind about His word? This is preached April 18th, 1965, page 3, paragraph 12. He said, when Israel left Egypt, they all believed in one prophet's message. They seen the signs of God by Moses, every one of them. They saw them. And they each one come out of Egypt and walked through the Red Sea and was baptized unto Moses. Each one saw the power of God striking when he sang in the Spirit. And oh my, each one of us, think of it now. We each gather in here as individuals. And each of us are following what we say. We're following a prophet's message. As individuals, we've gathered here. And each one of us has seen the vindication of the Holy Spirit. What God is doing in this last hour and moving with His precious word. And he says, in each one, the power of God striking when he sang in the Spirit, when Miriam beat the tambourine and run up and down the coast, each one of them every night drank from the spiritual rock that was smitten. And there was 2 million people left Egypt. But how many made the promised land? And I want us to think of that. We all come in here and enjoy the blessings of the Spirit falling. We all do rejoice with great joy. But oh my, when the test comes, the true test comes, where do we start rejoicing then?
Amen.
When we really get put to the fire. Maybe I'm a wife and my husband comes home and boy, he's had a rough day and he's given it to me rough, really making my life tough. Is there a peace and a returning gentleness of a true daughter of God? Or is it a blow up and my test has failed, just like they complained when they had to eat manna in the wilderness? It's a wonderful type, saints, if you'll just look at it. But that's what we're here for. God is here running us through that testing ground, that proving time.
Yeah.
He's proving out His word that it will hold, it will stand the test, it will stand every trial.
Yes.
That comes down the line. That little bride, He's fortified her with the word, placed a part of Himself in there and baptized it with the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, it'll hold. Glory.
Yes.
He says, two, one out of a million. Where are they all at? Jesus said they perished. Your fathers eat manna in the wilderness for the space of 30 years, and I say unto you, they are all dead. Now there's about 500 million Christians in the world tonight, from Catholic, Protestant, and no. If Jesus should come in that rapture, according to what I have just said, there would be 500 missing in the world tonight in the rapture, and they probably is that every day, counting all the lands that's never accounted so for. So it could happen at any time, see? Oh, Christians, let us buckle on the armor of God and let us do all that we know how to serve Him and love Him and wait for that great time. Can't you see the Holy Spirit pressing that onto our hearts?
Yes.
Make sure that Spirit, that you're buckled in, that you know where you're standing.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit's bringing the Word back, pricking our hearts, showing us where we're short, showing us where we need to climb, moving all doubt, pushing away that unbelief, drawing us into that place with Him.
Amen.
We keep our eyes only on Him.
Yes.
He says, now there's not going to be great millions of multitudes come out of a generation and march in there. There can't be. Now remember, each day ends a generation. Each day, as it was in the days of Noah, so will it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man, wherein 8 souls was saved by water. But each day ends a 40-year period for somebody, for some. And each day, so many is sealed away into the kingdom. One day, the last day will arrive. Let us be sure now, while we're in our right mind,
and in the church and amongst the people where the Holy Spirit so has identified itself with us, let us be sure that everything is all right and stays all right before Him. Don't you stop. Don't you rest day and night until that quickening power has brought you from the things of the world into the kingdom of God. And you that are truly brought into that kingdom of God and quickened by the Spirit of God, how happy, with tears of joy, we should be on our knees day and night thanking God for what He's done. And how I can feel that boiling in me. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing for me. Lord, where you brought me from. Out of the millions, Lord, you've so graciously brought me this far. So graciously give me all that I've got in this precious word. What He's revealed to me and allowed me to understand this far is more than I could have ever asked for. But by God's grace, I can see I've found myself identified in that precious word. And if you have found yourself identified in there, you know He's going to finish the work that He started in you. But oh my, as we see this taking place and we see it throughout the land, let us be sure that we're just not relying upon our own thoughts of, I belong to a church. My daddy's the pastor. How about Miriam? She thought she was Moses' sister. What about Aaron? I'm his brother. I ought to have this privilege. I ought to have that privilege. But it wasn't about family members. It's about an individual affair with God. And how we've got to look down into the Word and find our own self and our own place. And say, Lord, make me exactly what you want me to be. But oh my, as we see that day approaching, the promised land coming into sight, we see the tests and the trials we're going through. We see strong storms on every hand. Great temptations, all things around us. Satan throwing all he's got into the last days trying to take it all. But God will not be defeated. Amen. God's going to have a little bride that's going to make that promised land. Amen. This is in the message, What Shall We Do When Jesus Called Christ? January 26, 1964. He said, like the spies on the road to the promised land, they was in an exodus coming out of Egypt, come out by a promised word of God. God made His word known by a prophet, Moses, and sent him down there. And He identified Moses that he was the God to bring him out yonder, the conditions that He had promised to, the I Am. And when they come to the borderland, Kadesh Barnea, the great mistake they made, when they got to the land and they looked over in that promised land, they said, we can't take it. What was the other 10? They looked at the circumstances and the prestige they would lose were grasshoppers to the sides of them. And how many in this message, they look over there and they say, oh, we can't do that. We can't be like that. That's fanatic. We ain't going that far. There wasn't predestinated to be in that land. But oh, to that predestinated seed, it doesn't matter how far she sees she's got to climb. It doesn't matter how many obstacles lays in her way. Maybe the word comes and she sees, oh, what a mountain is laid in front of me that must be overcome. There's no thought of, I can't do it. But it's Jesus Christ. Here's my hand. Take me over it, Lord. Amen. Oh, my, don't take me around it, but take me through it, Lord. Yeah. And He does every time. And when you come out the other side, how much stronger you are. Amen. What a more assurance is lying within our hearts. Amen. Lord, thank you for doing that for me. Yeah. Amen. And then you begin to realize that how small you are and how great He is. Amen. Amen. Joshua and Caleb learned that looking over there in that land. God had promised it to them. And oh my, two of them with a desire to move on and the rest want to stay. But they didn't care if they had to go alone. They was going. Amen. They was going to take it. Hallelujah. He says, but what was the other 10? They looked at the circumstances and the prestige they would lose were grasshoppers to the side of them. But Joshua and Caleb checked up. I like this. But Joshua and Caleb checked up. They went back to the Word. Amen. And I thank the day that God has pulled us around and said, come on back to the Word. Let me show you how to get to that promised land. Amen. God, rich in mercy. Amen. We thought we maybe took our own steps, walked our own way, but God knew exactly where to place us and when to place us. He led us with His strong hand. Amen. Turned us around and said, check up. Amen. And by God's grace, you can see that word's been checking us up. Amen. Every day. Hallelujah. He says, but Joshua and Caleb checked up. They went back to the Word. And the Lord said, I give you this land. It's a good land, flowing with milk and honey. They didn't count what it looked like, what this was and what this evidence was. God's word said, I give it to you, go get it. And they were the only ones that went in. Oh, let us check the promises of God for today. That's right. Remember, we are in another Exodus, a time, an Exodus this time, not into a promised land of the earth, but into the promised land of glory, where there is no return no more. Glory to God, we're going to be there. Amen. And how this precious word should be bringing that assurance. Amen. That I know I've been sealed till the day of my redemption. Amen. It ought to be bringing such an assurance that to the overcomer, as our brother read Sunday, will I grant to sit with me on my throne. Amen. Oh, my own, he that hath an ear, as we begin to hear that word. Amen. And we see that overcoming take place. Amen. Oh, what a joy it ought to put in our inside of us, a combustion to move us farther along. Lord, what's next? Where's the next trial? Lord, where's the next mountain I got to climb? It ought to put a burning press in us to reach out to what God's got. Amen. Even in the natural, when a man sees that something he's trying to achieve is that much closer, maybe it's 15 minutes to dark, and you see you've almost reached that. Oh my, the drive is that much harder. If I can just go a little faster, I can get this done before dark. But oh my, as we see the night closing in around us, there ought to be a press. It ought to be greater and greater. Lord, let me get this finished, Lord, and achieved in my life. Not looking, Lord, left or right, but keeping my eyes focused. Lord, this is what I was sent for. This has to be completed in my life. Amen. And working out through me, the proof is there that I'm in that rapture. It's living through me. Amen. Glory to his name. Amen. Amen. Let me see here. This is in the message. When their eyes were open, they knew him. And how we see that enthusiasm is slacking off. You say, oh, but I see people shout and sing, but the enthusiasm for the word is gone. They want to sing. They want to shout. They want to speak in tongues. They want to run all over the church. They want to be seen and they want to be heard. But when the word begins to come, they ain't too interested anymore. It's over. Just as it was in the days when Jesus began to speak, as long as he was raising the dead and turning the water to wine and feeding 5,000 with two little fish. Oh, everybody wanted to be around. They wanted to be part of that. But when the word began to come, it was too much then. And that's what's happening now. The word is truly honing down. It's coming to its fullness. And look at how many has drawn back. Oh, I don't want nothing to do with that now. And that's where all the creeds and the ideas and the dogmas come from. They don't want to pay the price and go on. They don't want to surrender from separate themselves from all unbelief. But God called a people that would. In this last day, they would be right there. They would have an enthusiasm for what? The word, to see that life lived. That would bring a real joy. A joy of their salvation into their heart. Amen. Not just an outward put on of I'm happy and oh, I'm going to heaven. But there's something down on the inside that's a true humbleness and a humility that's thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. I see where I was. I see what I deserve. But by God's grace, I see what you've done for me. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hearing the message, when their eyes were open, they knew him. March 12, 64, page 4 at the top. Now our setting tonight, he says, is the Easter. The great dark day of the crucifixion was past, and our Lord Jesus had come to the world and had been clearly identified himself to be the Son of God. All of the scriptures pertaining to him, he had fulfilled. Even the last hours on the cross had been fulfilled, and the resurrection had come, which was promised also. But the people at that day were somewhat like we are today. They had an enthusiasm of what they had been seeing in the supernatural and so forth, that they failed to recognize all the scripture that pertained to him. They missed it. They were all caught up in a moment. And they missed that Jesus was there, that it was happening. It says they failed to recognize the scripture that pertained to him. They had recognized some of it and believed some of it. And some of it they had not recognized. And I think that's a whole lot like today, that many times we'll accept some of the things that Jesus has said, but not all the things that he said. And that's where we must be careful. Oh, I'm happy to be a woman and wear a dress. I'm happy to be a sister and not cut my hair. I'm happy to be a man and obey this word. I'm happy to be a daughter or a son of a family, and I'm happy to do this. But oh, I ain't going to do that. Oh, we must be careful. He says, I think it's a whole lot like today, that many times we accept some of the things that Jesus said, but not all of the things that he said.
People sometimes say, well, we believe this, but we don't believe this. Well, you can't believe this without believing this. See, you've got to believe it all. Amen. It's either all God or it isn't any God. And so it must all be fitted in its right place, in its place. And how we can see the Holy Spirit is placing that word right in place, right in time, right in tune, word upon word, making sure, pressing, pushing, getting us ready for that final change. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, when a GM car comes off of an assembly line, they don't have to do anything else to make it a GM car. When it come off that assembly line, it was perfect and total, a GM car. And Jesus Christ ain't going to have no trouble. When that, right before that rapture takes place, that little bride's going to be a little bride, because that's when she's going to come off that assembly line, exactly ready to step right off into glory. Amen. Oh my, what you are here is what you will be there. Amen. Oh, if we could only catch a reality of every word God has spoke. Amen. I'm going to turn here to James, the first chapter. If you'd like to turn with me in the scriptures. Amen. Read some of these. And I wonder if we truly do and can follow, match this scripture. Amen. Is James speaking here in the first chapter, second verse? My brethren, count it all joy when you shall fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. All the kids are just tearing our home apart, and I can't take no more, and they've been all over me. How are we handling it? My husband's being mean to me. He shouldn't even talk to me like that. He said it. How are we handling it? Husband, the wife's out of control. How are we handling it? Kids are out of control. Husbands, how are we handling it? Or are we just throwing, I can't do nothing with them. I give up. I'm just going to walk off. Where are we at? Amen. Or do we count it with all joy? Satan? Oh, here's an opportunity. Amen. For God's word to shine forth in my life. And then I see the word take that situation in control and change the situation. And then what joy there ought to be. Thank you, Lord. The joy's there in the midst of the trial. It's there all day long. Amen. Yes, amen. He says, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, but let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not the man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted, but the rich in that he is made low, because as the flower of the grass he shall pass away. For the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withereth the grass, and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perisheth. So shall the rich man fade away in his ways. But blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to them that love him. Oh, what joy it ought to be in our hearts when we see the things, the obstacles that lie in front of us. It was, God spoke to Joshua and told him, be strong, of a good courage. Oh, don't faint, don't be weary in well-doing, but press on. And how that ought to be burning in our hearts, Lord. Maybe the word comes and I really see, oh my, but there's grace and mercy. God is here showing us that while we're yet here, and while that word is yet coming, and the Holy Spirit's here behind it to show that he's here, there's yet time to turn anything around in our lives that needs turned around. But we must, if we feel a prick in our hearts, if we feel anything drawing us, we must feed it, we must press. Make sure there's an enthusiasm burning. Lord, I've got to get that. Amen. But the word's not too exciting anymore. It's too much of a price. I don't want to live like that. I don't want that. But, oh, there's something burning in the heart of that little bride. It doesn't matter. That's what I want. I want Jesus in my life. I want him. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, I know a man in this message. He's tried for years to run from church to church. And the Holy Spirit always steps on his toes. And it pins him. Because he chews tobacco and he can't give it up.
and he tries to hide it, and he knows it's wrong, and he'll run from church to church and go to a church where nobody say anything about it. But God knows. God searches the reins. He's looking into the heart, and may we not be as deceived as to think, I can know that I've got something wrong in my life, but I'll just keep hiding it. I'll keep pushing it away. I'm going to keep pushing it off and not let no one know. God knows. He's the only one that matters, and he's looking down into our hearts, and he knows he can overcome anything. There's not an obstacle big enough to stand in his way. Brother Branham said, get in Christ, and it's all gone. How the Holy Spirit has cried and cried, give me your life. Give me to you. Here's the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Repent and be baptized. Amen. The Spirit's crying expressively, and he's here to fulfill every promise. Amen. But someone's going to take him at his word and say, I see my need, Lord. I need that in my life. Amen. And oh my, you watch God come on the scene and vindicate it and fill you with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. But oh my, people don't want it no more. They don't want that embarrassment of having to say, I've been in this message for 25 years and I've still got this wrong that I can't overcome. I just can't overcome. But if one time you admit to God that, Lord, I see I ain't got what I thought I did, you watch God move on the scene and take that thing in control. Amen. And you watch it be conquered. Amen. We'll move right on to the next obstacle. Hallelujah. Amen. But we've got to be honest with ourselves. And give it to the Lord and let him have full control. Amen. Here in 1 Peter. Amen. Let's see. Yeah, 1 Peter. Amen. First chapter. I didn't put a bookmark in it. Amen. God is so good. Amen. He's pressing us, saints. He's just pulling on our hearts. Amen. Every word, trying to make it real, make it big. There's no big sin, little sin. There's no big unbelief, little unbelief. It's all. If it's not exactly what God said, it's unbelief and it's sin. Amen. And in our lives, and we've got to cut it out. Every one of us. Amen. Amen. We've got to come to that place. Oh my, what a testimony as Enoch had. I know I please God. Oh my, what an assurance. What a blessing. What a place to be. Amen. And to walk with the Lord. Amen. Amen. And we all must reach that place. Amen. With that assurance. Amen. First Peter, and begin there at the sixth verse. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season. If need be, you're in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto the praise and the honor and the glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. And how I pray that each one of us can truly begin to see. Some of us may have a lot more tests and trials than others. Some of us might have more mountains because we've got one thing in our life we need to overcome. And it may just seem like the mountains are just heaped on me. Oh, it just seems like it's so high. But give that one thing and let God take it out of your life. And you watch those mountains just dwindle and go away. Amen. You're still going to have them. But oh my, it's so much easier to go through a test and a trial when God's on the inside. Amen. Fighting that battle for you. You don't have to fight it in yourself. Amen. Let the trial of your faith be more precious, honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, and him in whom though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. And how there ought to be a joy in our hearts, a true joy, just bubbling up. Lord, thank you. What's next, Lord? What's reaching out? Not just an excitement, emotional excitement because the music's playing, we're singing songs about a rapture, but how when that word's coming and it's really digging, we ought to still be able to say, amen. Yeah. Amen. Yes. Thank you, Lord. I see it. Maybe I realize, oh, me there on that word, but amen, Lord, I'm going to get there. Amen. But that ought to be a joy in our hearts, you know, but sometimes you don't see that enthusiasm. And you know, we sit here and we hear the word, and oftentimes we very seldom hear an amen. And it's good to be sober, and it's good to weigh every word and to listen. But what's God see? Am I really agreeing, or am I just sitting there really just, he's preaching again. What's God see in my heart? Is he really seeing a attentive heart? Is he see I'm really focusing in and listening to every word? Weighing that word in my life? Looking at where it's laying? He knows all about us. Saints, he searches us good. Amen. I'm going to turn here to Hebrews, the 12th chapter. Amen. working through that sixth chapter. Amen. Oh, the 11th chapter, rather, I'm sorry. All of the ones in faith, Cain, Abel by faith, Enoch, Noah, Moses, all of those. All these great examples that God had the preeminence in their life and they overcame their obstacles. Be glorious. Here in the 12th chapter, the first verse, wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. And oh my, may we truly lay aside anything that would hinder my walk with the Lord and truly begin to make sure I'm not letting nothing hold me back. But Lord, I want to give you my all. Maybe I've got ambitions in life. Maybe I'm young. Maybe I think it's going to get me here and get me there. You know, I was talking to a young lady today and all her life is so planned. She's got a 50-year plan. She already knows what's happening in the next 10 and then in the next 20. And by the time she's 50, she's already got a plan of where she's going to live in the house and all she's going to have in life. But that ain't never promised to no one. And may we never begin to think in ourselves that, oh, tomorrow I'm going to get this and tomorrow I'm going to do that. Tomorrow's not promised. But think of today that God could come tonight. He could come tomorrow morning. He might come before we get a chance to be back here Sunday. Or he might take me off of this, we're out of this world. But I want to know one thing, that my soul is going to anchor there. Amen. Amen. That's all that matters. With that peace, I can lay down at night. I can drive through a tornado. I can drive through a hurricane, be shipwrecked. You can do all things. It's been proven right through this precious word. Cast in with the lions, swallowed by a fish. But with through Christ, you can do all things. All things can be conquered. There's nothing too great. The peace that he brings is passeth all understanding. Amen. And oh my, the joy that can be yours day to day. Mm-hmm. Amen. And you know what? When you've got joy, you make those around you have joy. Amen. How many times do you make the people around you happy? Not funny happy, but you can bring joy. Maybe I'm a wife and I can bring true joy to my husband. Maybe I'm a husband, I can bring true joy to my wife or my family. Or those around me, someone that's down and needs strength, they can come to you and they can pull off of you and pull that virtue from you. Oh my, are we walking epistles read of all men? Amen. This word is bringing us to a home razor's edge. There's no room on the left or the right. We've got to line up 100%. That promised land's coming in sight. Don't let no obstacles stand in our way now, but let's run. Amen. Push the fight. And hold her to that which is right. Amen. And may God give us the strength to do so. Hallelujah. But amen, he's brought me on this far. Amen. And by his grace, I've come too far to turn back. Amen. Come too far to even look back. Let's look ahead. Amen. You sisters can come to the instruments if you would. But oh my, may the joy of our salvation truly be a joy. And may it truly bring a happiness in our hearts and in our lives. And if I don't have that, there's time. He's here. But we've got to admit to it that we need him. He wants you to say, Lord, I need you. Lord, I see I've got a need in my life. He's not just going to walk by and drop it in your lap. But oh my, when you can see that the word is showing you, I got a need. I'm lacking something. I don't have what that scripture said that a little woman will have. I don't have what the scripture says a husband and a man will be in this hour. God's here to give it to us. Maybe I'm a young person and I realize I don't have what he's here. Every service, he's wherever you are whenever you're ready. Amen. He'll come to you anytime you're ready to give it up and let him take your burdens. Amen. Let's all stand if you would. Hallelujah. Pray it was something was said that would help you, encourage you. You know, God's word is inspired. When you begin to read and there's so much, you get started in one spot and you find something else and then you find something else and you just keep running. But we must keep our eyes focused on what the Holy Spirit is leading us towards right now. God's got a direction and it's the Holy Spirit's pushing. Let's follow. Let's let him lead and just say, Lord, here am I. Lord, continue to open my understanding. Give me eyes, Lord, that I may truly see what you're trying to say. Hallelujah. Amen. So many songs. Amen. Glory to his name. Amen. Anyone got a song on your heart? Something you'd like to sing? Amen.
How about that joy unspeakable?
Amen. That's so true. Amen. Let's sing that. Amen. I have found His grace is all complete. He supplieth every need. Why sit and learn at Jesus' feet? I'm free, yes, free indeed. Amen. It is joy unspeakable and
somebody gets so excited, and so especially little children, younger children, they get so excited and so happy they can't hardly talk or speak. Sometimes you see adults do that.
Amen.
But joy unspeakable.
Yes.
My, you just can't, it's so joyful to you, you just don't know what to say. It's so glorious.
Yes.
So wonderful.
Yes.
My, that's a lot of joy, you know.
Yes.
Amen. I believe we're going to have a lot of joy. Why wouldn't I have a lot of joy?
Yes.
Knowing the things that God has given.
Amen.
And every day you rise up out of bed and you go out on the job or go somewhere, you know, and you have to see what's going on throughout the world. How can you help but to be so thankful
Amen.
What God has done for you?
Amen.
It just doesn't take me no time at all by grace to just look somewhere and to see the turmoil. As a man on the job, that every once in a while he has a screaming fit with his wife on the phone. And he'll just scream and scream, and you can just see his body shake. He'll get so mad. Time and time and time again, I think, when I see that, I can't help but to say, thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
Thank you, Lord. That could be me.
Amen.
If it wasn't for one thought different in God's mind,
Amen.
It could be me. But thank God
Amen.
The thought was
yes.
by His grace
Amen.
And mercy.
Yes.
He gave His life for me.
Amen.
Placed a desire in my heart.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you so much. I've got so much to thank Him for.
Amen.
I've got so much to praise Him for. For He has been so Let's sing it together. And I've got so much to thank you for, so much to praise Him for He has been so good to me. And when I think of all He's done and where anybody going to want to praise him for something? Do you want to praise him for anything? But love him?
Two weeks, my left leg started swelling up. I don't know how to put this in words, but Marilyn, she knows that I ain't first nothing. First of all, she knows I'm dead one night. She said, where your leg swelled up? I said, I think she just said, yes, it is. And I looked at it, and it swelled up, and it's dead. It swelled up more, and it's dead. So Jim made an appointment with the doctor, and went to him. I said, Wednesday. Yeah, we went Wednesday. And he said, well, I said, I think you got a blood clot on your leg. Well, he said, the only thing I know is that I'll get you checked out and send you up to the hospital. So he tried to get me that day. Couldn't, so we went this morning. And I just thank the Lord for this now. I got up there, and the girl that did check my, I don't know what you call it now, ultrasound. And she did it. She said, I really don't think they're going to have to find anything wrong with you. So it was about around 12 o'clock then. Dr. Wolf's office calls and says, this is Larry. Dr. Wolf's going to tell you to do a blood clot. But he couldn't find it. But they checked you good. So they were doing a good blood clot. That's why I thank the Lord for that.
Amen.
She says, you know, a lot of people don't realize what they're doing. I said, I do. And I got up, and I think it was, I don't know what, it was this morning, Marilyn, she said, your legs are all going back down now. I said, what? She said, your legs are all going back down. So I got up and I turned the light on. My leg just normal with the other one.
Mm-hmm.
That's the truth. She can vouch for that.
Amen.
And I thank the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Anybody say, and brother, I was reading, I think I told you, brother, you know, mm-hmm. I was reading Brother Brown, I've been reading it, going back, reading the Hebrew messages, all the Hebrews. Brother Brown said, he said, if you got faith enough, he said, don't go in there, you don't have to pray a long prayer. He said, hey, I'm not condemning you, but he said, you don't have to. Just go and say, Lord, I need you. I need your help. I need this taken care of. He said, do it. He said, he'll do it.
Amen.
And he did.
Amen.
I don't care where, what you believe, what, how you feel about me or anything else, but I believe the Lord Jesus Christ will go that way.
Amen. I believe it too.
Amen.
I got so much to thank you for.
Amen.
Don't you?
Amen.
Amen. Aren't you standing here breathing? Blood is running through your veins. You're healthy enough to be here.
Amen.
You have a desire in your heart to serve the Lord.
Amen.
There's something inside that pulls you and draws you closer, and you want to keep getting closer to the Lord, and you want to be just like Him. And you're happy to be here. At least I think you are.
Amen.
Amen. We've got so much to thank Him for.
Amen.
For I'm looking forward to what He wants to do the next minute of my life. Amen. Brother Kim.
I just want to say I love the Lord. I'm just so happy tonight, and I'm thankful for the desire that He's placed in my heart.
Amen.
And with these messages coming forth, it just seems like the more I go through this life around people, I'm so thankful that God showed His mercy to me and revealed these things unto me, because so many people just don't get it.
That's right.
They're trying. You look at their lives, they'll tell you they're Christians, but they don't have that life of Christ coming through them and pulsating. And I thank the Lord for that. I'm thankful for the joy He's placed in my heart.
Amen.
The peace and the assurance that's coming in my life. But I also thank Him that when I see that there's still short places in my life, that He gave me a desire to want to overcome that and to lay before Him and say, Lord, I can't do it. It's going to take You coming in here and help me to overcome this, to get me ready so that I can get to that finish line, as our brother was saying tonight, to press on. I don't want to be just going along in life, you know, I'm living a Christian life, but press like never before, because I really feel within my heart He's just about ready to come. It's almost, that rapture is just about ready to happen, and I want to be loving His appearance and be ready, watching and waiting.
Yes.
I love Him.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory. Yes. I was thinking, Brother Timothy, as he read that scripture about running this race with patience for this race that lays before us. In the original Greek, the race is the course. And you think about a course that you're on, and you're running this course. There may be all kind of little different channels that you go past, of different roads and trails, and there may be some wild animals there. Might be some evil-looking people jump out of the bush at you. There might be all kinds of different things. It's a course we're on. The main thing is to run this course without distractions.
Amen.
We may attend upon the Lord without distractions. Don't let anything distract you on that course. But keep your eyes on Jesus.
Amen.
Forehead on that precious word of God. As David said, I keep thy word always before me, that I sin not against thee. Amen. So run that course. Amen. Without distractions. Praise God. Amen. Don't you love him?
Amen.
He's so precious. Praise the Lord. Let us bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Precious Lord Jesus, it's just been again so wonderful to be here this evening and to just feel your sweet presence and know that you're here with us. We feel your closeness, Lord, and we're thankful for it. It's something so special. Lord, it's so wonderful to know that you're a living God. And so many people, Lord, are serving some kind of god of a stone or wood or maybe a mountain or a sun, a moon or something. But, Lord, we serve the living God. And Lord, we know that you're in us and guiding us. And your mercy and grace, Lord, keeping us on the course. We just pray that you'll help us, Lord, to surrender greater to you and truly run this course without any distractions in our life. We appreciate you now, Lord. Pray that you'll watch over us and keep us safe and bring us back, Lord, the next appointed time that if you should tarry, that, Lord, we become hungry for the word of God. And Lord, just really want it with all that's in us. As our brother said, so many people are not excited about the word anymore, Lord. If we can have a good song service, a beating and banging, some kind of an instrument, or doing something, Lord, to attract the attention of flesh, then they get all excited. But Lord, when the honing of the word comes forth, it's oftentimes rejected and not wanted. But Lord, help me and help all of us here tonight to really want it, Lord, and desire it every time it comes forth. For that, Lord, is what's changing us. For line upon line and precept upon precept, here a little, Lord, we overcome as we receive the word. So we pray that you'll help us now and go with us. Thank you again for all things. We don't leave anything out, Lord. Even our tests and trials. Thank you for all things, Lord. And we give you the glory and the praise for all things. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask these things. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And I've got so much to thank him for. So much to praise him for. Another holiday weekend. And the last one, I guess, for the year. But is anybody planning on going away or anything or camping or how many's, you know, if you're wanting to do something, I'd be more than happy to, if you want to, I'll have service the weekend. But if you want service this weekend, we'll have it. Amen. I ain't got no big plans. I'd probably just lay around and rest. Amen. But like I said, I don't know. I know if I give you the option to vote, you'll probably vote to have a service. I'm sure you would. I know some of you will be camping, but I guess I don't know what to do. Amen. I mean, it's going to be going away. I don't know. We're doing something, camping or something. Ain't nobody?
Brother Tim? Here Sunday morning.
You'll be here Sunday morning. Amen. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's have a Sunday morning service. And then after that, you can go wherever you want to do, or take your hike, or go through the woods, whatever you want to do. Fishing, whatever you want to do. All righty? So we'll have a Monday or a Sunday morning service, and we'll plan on that. And if we decide to have one Monday or Sunday evening, we'll do that.
Amen.
Keep saying Monday. Maybe we'll have a Monday service.
Amen.
Amen. Maybe have a long weekend service.
Amen.
I don't know. It's whatever the Lord wants. And the Lord knows I'm open to whatever He wants in my life.
Amen.
I don't put no gates up to keep Him out of my heart what He wants. Because I'm here to do the will of my Father.
Amen.
Just like our Lord Jesus was. And that's what you're here for.
Amen.
Amen. May God bless you. Lord willing, if He tarries, we live, we shall see you Sunday morning.
Amen.
God bless you. You're all dismissed.